You probably know me. If you don't, my name's Charles Strange. But my first recollection of coming to this church was in October 1960. And the reason I came to church, I was trying to convince my wife that she should marry me. And at that time, Captain Mac, Vicky, Daisy, Faye Calloway, I know they were all coming to church here then, but I don't know of anyone else. And all of these pastors that are shown here, except two I knew, the one from 1921 to 1931, of course I didn't know him, or 1944 to 1948 I didn't. But what I would like to do is recollect some of my memories and memorable things that have happened to me while I have been here. And there's a few things that really stand out in my mind. Of course, the first was I was married here in January 1961. So that was successful. And I often wonder, I know I got the best part of the bargain, believe me. But anyway, at that time, Calvin Williams was the pastor here, and as many of you know, that he was blind. But after meeting this man and with counseling before our marriage, I learned very quickly that he saw better than most of us. He really did, you know, because I remember one of the first things he said to me was, he said, "I see that you're nervous, so just relax." You know, he didn't say, "I know you are, but I see that you are." And that was true. And one other thing that I think this was in 1972. And a very close friend of mine was going through a divorce. And he was contemplating suicide. And he was talking to me, so we came down to the church here to pray. We did a lot of praying, nothing happened. And he was sitting right here. I was at the altar praying. And as the Lord speaks in his still, small voice, he said, "Put your arm around him." And I thought about that. I said, "No, that's not right." But then again, "Put your arm around him." So I'm over here at the altar. So I get up. He's sitting here. And I really was sneaking over there. I didn't know about this, what was going on. But I did. And I've never seen anything like that before in my life. Everything that was hurt in that man, his contemplation of suicide, left. Well, I think I was probably more amazed than he was, because I knew I didn't have anything to do with it. But why I'm saying this, I think on this earth there are special places that God anoints, and God has special places, and I definitely think this is one of them. You know, I've been coming to church here for 40 years, known many people. A lot of people that I've known, relatives and friends, have died. And you know, we've never been a large church. But I often wonder about that. Sometimes you really get frustrated about it. Why we don't do this, we don't do that. But then, on thinking about it, I think about the things that we have done. You know, and I think a prime example was when McGray left, you know. We had decided that he would stay another year, but the district asked us and told us that he was leaving. And I thought to myself, oh no, not again, you know. Because this has happened to us many times. But in thinking about it, I think maybe that's what we're for. You know, as many people, I don't know the number, but it's a very high number of people that have gone from this church into the ministry. And many, their first assignment as they were going to school and different things, this has been the church they were assigned to. And, of course, we have helped them through to go on to greater things. So maybe this is what we should really do, or what we're supposed to do. But I really feel that it's a special place. And I know many times, and different problems and things happen, that it is sanctuary for us. It has been to me, and I know to many others. But one special person on here, John Wolfe, the ones of you know of, I don't know if any of you ever took a trip with John or not. Well, I did one time, and that was the only time. And thankfully, we were only going to Southside Tallahassee. But we take off, we're going down US 90, and he decides he wants to change the windshield wiper while we're driving. Yeah, I'm serious. He rolls the window down trying to change the windshield wiper. We go down US 90, you know, and we get down to one of the cutoffs. We cut, you know, it was four lane then. And so he makes about three loops around this driveway. And I'm sitting there and said, I hope the police don't come, or I hope we don't die before we get there, you know. And I asked him, I said, what are you trying to do? He said, I'm trying to change the windshield wiper. I said, well, people normally stop. He'd get out the car to do it. Not John. But he was really, really a good fella, but not the man to take trips with, you know. And he just didn't want to do it. And Jess Baker. Now, Jess was a good fella. I really liked Jess. But in 1975, at that time we had a very large youth group. So Jess Baker, myself, and Gene Englehart, we took all these kids over to the Suwannee River State Park for a weekend. We got there on Friday afternoon, and I have never seen such rain in my life. You know, we had tents. I mean, we had good tents, waterproof tents, supposedly. Well, I'd never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, it was just a monsoon. And we were trying to get everything set up. We got the tent set up. Well, that didn't last too long. Sleeping bags were floating. Water was coming in the top. And Gene Englehart and I, we had sleeping bags. We did, in the back of one of the trucks, we found a piece of Bisqueen. So we made us a little shelter. We were under it, you know. And it was just steady raining, about 2 o'clock in the morning, this queen had caught enough rain. Well, it just collapsed on Gene Englehart and myself. Well, those of you that know Gene, you know, he's a great big guy too. So Jess Baker is in the station wagon. He had his sleeping bag in the back of the station wagon, you know. So Gene Englehart and I said, we can't have this, you know. So we were going to get him and throw him in the river. But he begged us enough that we didn't, but we made him get wet. But I have never been through such an ordeal in my life. So the next morning, you know, everything we had was soaked. So we decided, you know, we were coming home. All the food, everything. So I had a bunch of kids with me. Gene had a bunch with him, and we came through Madison, and we saw a restaurant. And so we decided we had to feed everybody, you know. And so we did, but people really looking at us because we looked bad. I mean, wet, you know, hair string, clothes wet, you know, hadn't slept all night. And all these kids. And the curiosity got the best of one man. He had to know what had happened. So we told him. But they really fed us good. But Jess never wanted to go camping with Gene and I again. And probably because he's very fortunate that Gene and I could have put him in the river. And we thought seriously about it. But some of the people that I have met at this church, one person I really think a lot of, and always it was, is Aaron Calloway, very fine man, who's Faye's husband. And I think about the many people that were here when I came, how many have gone on, and the legacy that's left behind, and what this place really means to me. but it has a very special place in my heart, as I know it does to many others here, and it always will. And I know the very best friend that I ever had is buried here, who was my father-in-law, that we were, I guess, maybe an unusual relationship, but we were very good friends, which I thought was very fortunate for me and many other people. And in my wife's family, people that accepted me into their family. And the family of this church, as it continues, and you see the new faces, you see people come, you see people go, people move away, pastors come, they move on. But I think it is a very special place that God has here. And I think that we are really fortunate to be here, to come to this place, and to feel it. And you know, at one time, I guess it was 15 years ago or so, something had happened. I was pretty upset, you know. And I was talking to a good friend of mine who was a great Christian man. And I was talking about, I said, well, you know, it's almost like the Spirit of the Lord not there. He said, I don't want to hear that. I said, what do you mean? He said, if you don't think it's there, take it with you when you go. And you know, I really thought about that. And I thought, how right you are. How right you are. But that's my responsibility, as it is everybody else's. But these are the few things I wanted to share with you. And I know that time's running short here, and I know everybody's hungry, so I'm not going to hold you any longer. But I thank you very much.